Decisions that will mean thousands of dollars rest on how much research and effort goes into a business plan. Banks, government agencies, and community organizations that back loans or provide grants and tax breaks will demand specific answers.
Well, I think one of the values of the business plan is your chance to put your ideas on paper, many times for the first time, and really see if they hold water after you've looked at them and tested your assumptions a little bit.
Steve Millard is the executive director of the Council of Smaller Enterprises.
What most business plans, all business plans have to do, is have to clearly articulate your idea, the uniqueness of your idea, and why your idea is better than other people who have had the same idea before, why you're better able to execute it.
The good news is there are many agencies willing to help write that plan free of charge. In fact, there are even contests that award up to $50,000 to the best written plans. The local office of the Small Business Administration and COSI, to name a couple, can point you to experts and volunteers that will help you write a business plan. Joe Lopez is the owner of New Era Builders. Today he's at a job site on the east side of Cleveland where workers are putting up a communications tower. He says a well-written plan was essential to the growth of his company.
I did it solely after reading a lot of books and actually talking to people and involving myself with a lot of organizations that assisted in either business plan writing or classes that were offered. Like the City of Cleveland and Turner Construction offer a class in construction management. I went to that and went to as many classes that I could afford to go to.
Lopez says even though he's been in business for over a decade, his plan never gets a chance to gather dust. He says a smart business owner uses their plan as a point of reference. Lopez also believes in having his plan handy in case a financial opportunity comes up.
We wrote more than one business plan, and we continually massage the business plan to accommodate what we're doing. And we alter our vision. And when there are opportunities, we try to fill those needs. So the business plan does get rewritten and reviewed on a regular basis.
COSI Steve Millard says your plan should also include details on cash flow to and from your bank account. Another good idea is to detail your experiences in whatever type of business you plan to start.
Why are you qualified to run this business? What kind of experiences do you have, or do the people that are going to be working with you have, that uniquely qualify you to make a success of this idea? Finally, financials. Every good business plan has financials in it that sort of shows, again, how you make money, how you spend money, and also shows what the long-term projections are. That's often the place that most people look first when they open a business plan.
But not everyone plays by the rules. Tomiko is the owner of the Takogi Salon in Beechwood. She's only been in business for about 8 weeks. Tomiko didn't wait until she had a completed business plan to open her doors. Instead, she used a rough outline. She says by using credit cards and her own savings, she avoided the need to write everything down.
And I just decided to do it right now. So basically that's what I did, was with some monies that I had saved up, as well as having, you know, I would say B credit, and took that and just ran with it. So hoping that business will pick up.
Tomiko believes she can get away with only having a partial plan because this is her second salon. Since the business is self-financed, no one has asked to see a business plan for financing purposes. But even Tomiko advises others not to follow in her footsteps.
If this is something that you're thinking about, and this is any type of small business and whatever you're trying to do, to try to have a business plan. Because if you run into a situation where you're running out of money, it's easier to go to a bank and show them, like, this is what we have planned and this is what we want to do, versus like, well, I'm just a hairdresser or a skincare specialist, and I think I'm really good, and I have a clientele, so can I borrow $50,000? And they're going to look at you like you're crazy.
According to the Small Business Administration, most new businesses fail. But of the ones that succeed in the Cleveland area, 78% have a business plan. It's a lot of work, but a strong plan could just be the edge most startups need for success. In Cleveland, Mike West, 90.3 WCPN News.